Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And yes, we're here, and now the sun is out. My gosh.
Isn't it?
I feel like we live in the mountains, because they go from sun to snow to rain to hail all overnight. And here we are. We're back with the sun. But the weather, watch out for it. We'll keep you updated if anything's happening, because we've got Channel 5 on with us. And Grant will help us out there. All right. So food, glorious food. Our friend Lisa last night went and ate at, do you remember the restaurant?
Yes.
Have you been there?
Where did she eat?
Kaluna?
Yes.
Kaluna.
It is wonderful. It is Anne Ahmed's Asian homage. It's a little Laotian. It's a little Southeast Asian. It's near 44th and
Lindale. Right.
It's a very beautiful build. Like, the interior of the restaurant is super beautiful. The patio just opened. And it's covered, and it's glorious.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really great. They just have really fresh, delicious dishes that are Asian-inspired. So, like, whole fishes and little duck things and little rice bits and bites that you pick up with your hands. And it's very, very delicious.
Oh, yeah.
They have a chef's table there, too, which a lot of people are just learning about, where they can do a private event.
And so you would just call and find out about it. And
you'd get a reservation. They're hard to get.
Yes.
So plan ahead. But, you know, if you know you want to eat out on a Friday night or Saturday night's your jam, get one now for about 6 weeks from now and go, because it's really quite good.
What else is, I mean, like.
You can also go sit at the bar. People don't always know.
I love sitting at a bar.
That you can just walk into places and sit at the bar.
I'd rather sometimes sit at a bar than a table.
Yes. Have you been to O'Shaughnessy Distilling yet, which is right next door here almost?
Is it right by Surly?
Yes, it's right behind us.
I have not. It's so funny that Surly is literally behind us, but we look at an apartment building, and so I never think of it. No. The answer is no. I never go out.
O'Shaughnessy Distilling is fun. It's a fun place to go and have a drink. If you're a whiskey drinker, you'll really like it. Brian Nation, who was the head distiller for Jameson, is here making Irish American whiskeys and a bourbon, and they've got a vodka, they've got a gin. They have a lot of different spaces in there for imbibing, and they each feel a little bit different, but it's very clubby. The cocktails are wonderful, and they have a lot of little small plates that are a little surprising.
Okay.
They also, in like a hot summer day, so you can get right from Surly's outside patio to theirs. There's a little stairway, and they've got an Airstream out there, and they're doing slushies, whiskey slushies.
Oh, no, that's
And
me.
There's
okay.
fire pits and lots of seating outside, like Adirondack chairs, very casual.
Right.
They have so many porches and patios on that building.
How
you
big
can't
is
believe
this space?
It's huge.
Okay, so when you're going to Surly, is it like...
You just go down the street.
Okay, that is
not
so
even
fun.
Like
it is parking easy and everything?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, literally, that's right behind our tower.
Yep,
we're
tons
at the
of
Hubbard
parking.
Building.
It's literally, instead of turning right to go into Surly, you just go straight.
And is it like Surly where you don't really need a reservations, first come, first serve kind of thing?
That's a little trickier.
Okay.
They do take reservations.
Okay.
And it's challenging because most people don't expect to have reservations for a bar.
Right.
So they do take reservations. I think call ahead. But also, they've got the outdoor, and that's not reservations, so they'll get you in. Just try to figure it out. When I went, I'll be honest, the experience of the reservation was a real bummer. But I wouldn't be surprised if they ditch it sooner or later, because it just was such a non-functional thing.
Got it.
But I don't know that for a fact. I just was like, wow, it's hard to have a reservation at this bar.
Okay. Well, and just the thought of going to a bar and making reservations.
Yeah, because people aren't so, like, you walk in and you go to sit down, right? And they're like, oh. So it was just weird. And I don't want to, because I think, you know, it was right when COVID has changed so many things. Ugh. And here's one of the things it's changed. If you need something specific and you can't, like, roll with the flow because you've got a person with special needs, right, or an allergy or whatever, right, you have going on, you need to call. Because everything is different. Everything has changed. It is not as flexible as it used to be. And the restaurateurs don't always think the customer's right anymore.
This is a new thing.
They're fine to tell you you're not right and that they don't want to serve you.
This is a new thing.
It is.
This is a new
people
thing.
People would think it before, but now they just say it.
Can you imagine? Because you and I waited tables forever. And yeah. Can you imagine being able to say that? Because there was always someone in line for your job.
Now and there's, it's like, a lot of shortage of people.
Who are you
going
to get to replace me? Right.
So, yeah, it is a very interesting time.
It's different, and I would agree with you. What about, like, on, you know, in Stillwater, is there any fun place that if you wanted to do a destination or go to Hudson or something like that?
Yeah, I always like the San Pedro Cafe in Hudson. It's one of my favorite places. They have a nice patio out back. Stillwater is burgeoning. You know, they've got whiskey and bourbon. The Laura is, I mean, so expensive, but yes, it's there and delicious and lovely. It's a ton of dough. If you want to just have really good nachos, go to Nacho Mama. They've got a great margarita, good nachos. The No Neck Tony's there. I think their Bloody Mary is one of the best in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just a fun dive bar, but it's good. The pizza, farms are open now. And so
what's a pizza farm?
You would drive to someone's farm and you would eat pizza at the farm. So there's many of these that are in the Twin Cities, like around the city proper. So Two Ponies Gardens is in Long Lake. That's a really popular one. There's one in Princeton now called Alpha and Omega. It's a pizza farm and an event center. Some of these places do weddings. In Clear Lake, Wisconsin, there is the Sawmill Pizza and Brew Shed. There's just these pizza farms that have popped up that are back at it, because before, you know, they wouldn't let you come to these places.
No, I know it. All right, we got to take a quick break.
Before we do, the National Weather Service has issued a new warning.
Okay.
Severe thunderstorm warning for Rice County, Scott County, and that is going to end at 4:55 right now, so be ready for that one. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Random Thoughts, and I've never heard of a pizza farm before. Holy cow.
Really?
No.
Oh,
never.
They're fun.
I'm out of it.
I'll tweet out a list.
All right. We'll be right back.
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right. That is all it is. Okay. So, you know, I just want to say that we see you once a week on our friend Jason's show on Fox. And you're going to be on tomorrow, right?
Yes.
We're doing Stephanie.
We're kind of doing something unique tomorrow.
Okay.
And I don't exactly know all the details, but we're doing pretty much a lot of food tomorrow.
Okay, so we should tune in.
Yeah, Melissa Diaz from El Burrito Mercado is coming to make some salsas with us. We're doing a smash burger. I'm going to make a smash burger on the air. I've never made one before,
okay. But
I took some lessons, so we're going to do that. And we're going to talk about just random questions. So yeah, we're pretty excited. Jason and I have had a funny...
You guys
marriage.
Are good together. You really, you have
to
fun
start
together.
From, you know, me getting fired so he could have his own TV show or his own radio show.
Because Stephanie used to have the slot that Jason and Alexis had originally.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie had a show with Meredith.
Oh, okay. No.
A long, long time ago.
Yep.
And, you know, Jason and I weren't really friends. We weren't, like, not friends. We just, whatever.
Right.
But we have chemistry together, it turns out. So
it's
we're going to do a little bit more on the food thing tomorrow. And that's from 10 to 11. And then we post clips on Facebook, too.
Oh, fun. All right. So I'm excited to watch that.
I had to practice how to make a smash burger. But
what is in a smash burger?
It's just a burger, but the technique is instead of like a thicker patty,
right?
You literally make like a ball. And then when you put it on the griddle, you smash it down with the back of your spatula, or there's even a press. And you put like a little parchment paper on it so the burger steams a little bit.
Okay.
And you get that really crispy edge.
I love the crispy edge.
Yeah. Have you been to Anna Molly's Burger Truck? It's near Abel Brewing in Northeast. It's parked there.
You look who you're talking to.
Oh, it's so good, Julia.
Is it
they
next
have the best
to McDonald's
burgers.
McFlurries?
He does a thing every year called McJonimals. It's pretty funny. I went into his truck and he taught me how to make a smash burger. So I'm going to test my technique.
I love knowing that that's how you get a crunch. You put a little rice paper on it.
Yeah, a little of the parchment paper helps steam it. It's 2 minutes one side, 1 minute the other.
Because I love a
but
crunchy
burger.
But you
got to really flash... Smash it.
I love
it. Way down.
Okay. Oh, I love knowing this.
Yeah, so I'm going to teach you how to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see
how it goes. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, so there is this article today, and as Lori and I continue to play our little games with Rocco and with Grant, I lose all the time. And it's recall stuff. And Lori's got a bit wider, vast, her mind just is, she's just better.
Okay? You get close though, Julia.
She doesn't forget anything.
Ever.
She's got that thing, she's got that photographic storage memory.
It's unbelievable. So I came across this article today. Cranberries may be the superfruit you should be eating daily to boost memory and ward off dementia. Now, you know, they're hard to eat. You have to drink it in a juice, basically, because unless you're making cranberry sauce year-round.
Yeah,
which wouldn't
and they're
be bad,
tart.
But it wouldn't be bad to have cranberry sauce in a jar in your refrigerator, because I do like that taste.
I have a cranberry salsa that is so good with jalapenos.
That sounds so good. And yeah. I wonder, does the bag even available of cranberries in the grocery store year-round?
No.
So that's the other
issue. They're frozen.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. But so they're saying, so this is a big study that was just done by researchers in the United Kingdom. And basically after just 12 weeks, and I thought I would do a test and mark my first day and see if I can beat Lori at any of the games. After 12 weeks, scans show that there's more blood flow to your brain, which increases your cognitive abilities. So, and it lowers your bad cholesterol, which isn't my issue, but it might be for other people. But apparently, this is a superfood that they actually did studies on. So I was thinking, so you can get frozen cranberries.
Yep.
And you could get, where else can you get a cranberry?
You can buy a juice.
Yeah, in a juice.
But you want to watch the sugar in that.
Right. Because I always remember the only thing we would use cranberry juice for is if you had a yeast infection. I mean, that's when everyone,
you know,
a woman of a certain age is walking around with a bottle of cranberry juice. She's got a yeast infection.
Yeah. The other, when you were non-drinking because you were pregnant,
yes.
Your choices were cranberry juice or
orange juice,
cranberry with a splash of soda.
Yeah.
That was a mocktail.
Right. And I still go for that, you know, but potatoes in it. With a lime. But I mean, seriously, so I'm curious. I mean, you think you can get them frozen?
You can eat dried cranberries, but I don't know if that would be the same.
I don't either. But they studied a ton of people were a part of this study. So I'm just going to mark it down in my,
And you can get like pomegranate, that Palm Wonderful.
Oh, I love it.
It's also really good for you, and you just take a shot of it a day.
But is that a cranberry?
No, it's a pomegranate.
Right, so it doesn't have the same. I'm sticking with the cranberries here.
Yeah,
I'm sticking, healthy, but I don't know. I mean, that recall stuff, you know, is just really super fun, especially when you're on air and you say I get close.
You do get close.
I'm sort of there, and then I'll help Lori with the clue. But I just don't get that.
And then she gets it.
And then she gets it. Okay, do you believe this, that you, the average American, spends more on their pets every year than they do on alcohol or movies?
Well, not at my house, but a lot of people, sure.
Grant, I know, I bet you would agree.
Yeah, you replace alcohol with something else, it might be a little bit different.
But. Yeah, right. But that is, I mean, pets are super, because you have your new puppy.
I do have my new puppy, and he's a chewer, because he's only 5 months old.
What have you lost? How many pairs of shoes?
He doesn't eat them. He brings them to me.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Which is all right.
Yeah.
But like, is constantly just bringing me things. I give him like a bone marrow literally from the butcher shop a day.
Nice.
And then he eats it for like 2 hours in the morning and then he's good.
They love those things.
Yeah. And he just licks the marrow out and it's fine. And I can put him outside with it. He's good.
He's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to be an amazing dog. He's already really good. For only being 5 months, you know,
right.
Like the pooping and pottying was a little tricky at first because he'd lived in a kennel.
Oh.
Stanley.
How cute is that?
Yeah. And now he's big enough that I have a low bed.
Yeah.
Like a platform. Uh-huh. And he in the morning, like gives you his greeting. but like his whole body and his legs are on the bed. It would be one more step up for the back leg to come off the floor, and then he would literally be on the bed, which is a no-no.
Right.
So we're on a slippery slope right now. I did post a picture today on my Instagram of him greeting me.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Almost literally getting on the bed, because I don't let my pets on the bed.
Okay, well, that's the next thing here, is that 2/3 of pet owners let their pets sleep with them.
Yeah,
that's nope. Why I have separate rooms.
Oh, does Lily like... He does. He
we
has
do.
A separate
we have
bedroom
our own
Lily.
Bedroom. I have my own bedroom because Lily wants to sleep with 2 or 3 dogs, depending on how many we have in the house. And I do not sleep well with dogs, so I have my own bedroom. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I do know a lot of people that end up having separate bedrooms later on.
Yeah.
But Grant, you're pretty young to have
but he knows
been
what
kicked
he wants.
Out of the bed by the pets.
Yeah, no, well, we both know. We both sleep better when we're not sleeping together. We still like lay to bed together, watch TV, have fun together, you know, but when it's time to separate ways, hey, go your way, go my way. We get the best sleep. Nobody's mad at each other.
Right.
Not that we ever are, but
it's
you know what I'm
modern.
Saying?
It's very modern. I like it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is very modern.
Getting what you need.
Oh.
It is very modern. All right, so when we come back, there is a gentleman out there that just is getting a lot of love from everybody, and we love him too, and we're going to talk about him when we come back. This is My Talk 107.1. We're with you. We're streaming live all the time. We've got that app that people, if you don't know about, damn, you
get
can
it.
Win. Get it. Get it. I want to let you guys know that I've gotten texts from Woodbury, the Hail. It's like amazing. Our friend Mary, her car was parked at Como Golf Course. She says it's in bad condition. I mean, so that hail is happening out there. So if you have a chance and you're still in Western Wisconsin and stuff, please get your car. And your plants, people are talking about their plants, like you just mentioned, Stephanie, get them covered.
Okay.
Get them covered. So there's a lot of hail going on. All right. So as a listener, Stephanie, of the Lori and Julia program, you probably know that Lori is obsessed with Harry Styles, Sharon Stone, the new Elvis movie, Elvis himself.
Yep.
And what else is she obsessed? I think that covers it. So,
I'm trying to think, did we get them all?
There's got to be more, but we talk about in the Johnny Depp trial, which I did listen to today a little bit, which everyone, it's such a train wreck. No one's winning, but still it's a train wreck.
How this is all happening is beyond me.
I know. So this morning when I turned on the Today Show and saw Harry Styles basically performing in striped pajamas,
cute.
I thought, Lori's going to die because Lori's in out of town this weekend.
There's something about him that he has a lot of joie de vivre.
Beyond.
Like he is there in these kind of wacky outfits and he's very non-gender specific.
Yep.
And yet all of that, he pulls it together and he's a real sexy man. And like Prince had that same ability and that same joie de vivre. You know, certain people, I kind of think Jason Momoa has it a little bit,
Yeah, I would agree. It's
Lenny Kravitz. Swag.
Yes.
It's almost like a confidence.
It's a total confidence thing, and I'm going for it. And never, and don't care what anyone thinks, but you have a sense of style.
Yes, yes.
And so you're right about that. So he was on the Today Show, and Al Roker is out on the plaza. I mean, they had so many people there. And they showed the cameras went up to, you know, 30 Rock on some of the different balconies and showed everyone out there. And it was raining But everyone's out there in umbrellas, and all of a sudden, Al Roker's running around talking to people out on the plaza who are just giddy. And they've been out there since 10 o'clock last night when they set up the barricades. And he goes next to someone and he said, well, who's this here? And it's Meredith Vieira just looking like a wet cat. And she was so funny. She went, why are you doing this to me, Alan? He's like, oh, and look who's here, our favorite Meredith Vieira. Meredith, say hi. And she's trying to put on her rain hat. Why are you doing this, Al? You're so mean.
That's hilarious.
And so she was there with her daughter. You know, everyone who had a kid, would their kids would call it in. You know, who do you know at NBC? Because Harry Styles is going to be right there on the plaza. Right. You know, if anyone great's coming. So anyway, so here he was. He's talking about, let's just, because there were so many people on stage. Let's start with clip two. Grant, you know, how does he feel like being up on stage? Because he has so many fans.
How did it feel being here live on the plaza, a little rain and a ton of fans?
It's always a pleasure being here. It's a pleasure being here with you. It's a pleasure being there outside. I'm sorry it's raining. Thank you for being out here. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Perform the new songs, especially. I know you did a couple of them at Coachella, but here's this audience hearing these songs really for the first time.
It feels like a mistake when you start playing them out loud. It feels like, I'm supposed to be playing them in secret, but no, I'm excited to be playing them out loud. Well, yeah, it's fun.
And he's unassuming, and I think the thing that's sexy about him too is he's not a drug addict. He's not a drunk. He's not outrageous with pyrotechs. That even makes him really sexy.
He's kind of
a
dancy, happy little Muppet.
Yeah.
He just sort of flops around and
he's not going to give you much of anything, but he'll give you enough to keep you wanting a little bit more.
Yep.
But he's so cool.
Yeah.
And so he, in whatever this outfit was, if you can see an image of it, I don't know if we posted this.
I can get an image up there for you. Yeah. But yeah, he looks like he's in like a jumpsuit.
It was like a striped pajamas that you zipped up the backs with wide bells.
From the 70s, kind of.
Yeah, it looked like a barber's pole, but with orange, navy, and yellow.
Yes.
Adorable.
It was cool.
And he just is adorable, but you'd see anyone else in that and you'd think, what are you wearing?
I am not even one bit interested in his music, but this guy, I cannot get enough of. I mean, even last week when he talked about therapy, and how important that was and how big of a step. I mean, he does everything right.
In the new album, which is dropping, I think tomorrow, is called Harry's House.
Mm-hmm.
And this next song, he's talking about the hardest song to write on the album. Here's the clip.
The hardest song to write, I'd say, was probably, I would say Boyfriends probably. Boyfriends was probably the most... there was a lot of different versions of it. We're trying to work out what the best version for the album was. It was like different guitars, different, you know, vocal arrangements and stuff.
Then they cut him off because he was...
And they're like, all right, Harry, let's just get you to sing it. So here is Boyfriend, which is kind of a different sound for Harry Styles. I mean, that harmonization.
I like it.
Oh, it's so lovely.
There's a little bit more of it here where he's like... got the guitar. That's the end of it. I like the end of it.
It's like you can hear a pin drop, too.
That's what they said, actually, in the interview. They were, like, talking to him, and they're like, you could hear a pin drop. The crowd was completely silent for the song.
He's so lovely.
He reminds me a lot of David Bowie.
Oh.
Just this iconic style.
Yeah.
The ability to change his look, change his sound, his musicality. He's got the potential to do acting.
Oh, yeah, he is acting. He's got two movies coming out. Don't Worry, Darling, which is the one where he met Olivia Wilde.
Yep.
Who is his girlfriend now.
Are they still together?
Yes.
I feel like that's going to be a horrible breakup when it happens.
I don't know.
Olivia Wilde is one of the, like, a Minka Kelly for most men.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's going to end.
She is so beautiful and cool, and I think they're great together. What are they, only like 8 or 9 years?
Yeah. Right? He's 27.
She's young.
She's 36 or something.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cute. But I disagree with the David Bowie, only from the angle for me. But the transformative, I agree. But I was never attracted to David Bowie. I never got that.
I
never was attracted to him.
Okay, if you were.
So, but he was, you were attracted like that whole.
I mean, in the same way I'm attracted to Harry Styles, like not like I want to have sex with them necessarily.
Okay.
But that I'm attracted to them as performers, as artists, as sexual beings.
Yes. All right. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I ever had to have sex with Harry Styles,
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
Where is Taylor Kitsch?
Oh.
What is happening to his career?
He's doing a TV thing.
I love him.
And he played David Koresh.
He did the Waco thing with David Koresh. He was so good. But, I mean, really, we miss him.
Yeah. IMDb has his most recent thing here. Let's see. He's got Painkiller in post-production. It's in 2022.
Okay.
So he's got a show called Painkiller coming out, TV miniseries.
I need a rom-com from him. I just need him to go back to his Higgins ways.
Well, what was that big movie that destroyed his career?
It did. It was like...
John Carter. Right after Friday Night Lights. It was supposed to be huge.
Yep. It did. And he was also supposed to be 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Oh,
and pulled out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he pulled out.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grant.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even get what I was saying, Grant.
Well done, Julia.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
And what's happening with Charlie Hunnam? We haven't seen him recently either.
Oh, maybe it was Charlie Hunnam who was supposed to be in 50 Shades of Grey.
But we do have Uhtred. And Uhtred had a baby with Victoria Williams, Brian Williams' daughter.
Did you not die?
I died.
Who even knew they were dating?
I have no idea. And he can look a little not attractive sometimes, too.
Yeah.
But I think because he's a real guy.
Yeah.
Like, Uhtred, if you want a fun five series, Last Kingdom is...
I did not finish the last season yet because I'm just savoring it.
It's really good. But it's like Viking.
I know. I love them.
Yeah. I like all the Viking things.
I do,
things.
Too. Oh, gosh. Uhtred.
Uhtred of Bob and Bo.
He's hot.
He is.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to Hollywood speak. Lil Wayne threatened to urinate on Mark Cuban's mouth during a Twitter spat over the NBA playoffs.
Well, that's yucky.
Do you know anything?
No, I don't. I'm guessing it's probably about the Dallas Mavericks is his team.
Yep.
Now, I don't know who they just beat Phoenix, but I don't think Lil Wayne is a Phoenix Suns fan. So, maybe because they're playing. Ooh, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what it is. Mark Cuban, who I love to death on Shark Tank, is obnoxious about his basketball team.
Okay.
And Lil Wayne probably got into a little bit of a spat and told him to get away. But Mark Cuban, if there's one thing that he is not soft-spoken about, it's that the Dallas Mavericks.
You know what? But good for him. He owns the team.
I know, but for Lil Wayne, who's a fan, to go on Twitter and say...
Well, Lil Wayne's just got bad, gross behavior.
Right. I threatened to urinate in his mouth. like, that's an opportunity. It's so weird. All right, whatever. I just kind of thought, what a
comment to make. You just gotta, I guess it's, you said, don't make me get you smacked, boy. Wow, that's weird.
It's a little dirty.
Yeah,
a little dirty. All right, never mind. All right, the headline kind of got me.
I guess it's a lyric from one of his lines, or from one of his songs.
That's
what I'm reading.
All right, fine. I just thought, wow. Okay, Chelsea Handler went topless for her farewell video to Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really? On TV?
And here's what she said.
Like, why?
Well, you know, Ellen... ends a week from like today.
Yeah, there's been a lot of tears so far.
So she did a pre-recorded message where she, of course, lets her chest hang loosely. I'm sure they put a bar over it. And even as she's freeing the puppy, she says, quote, I would show you my breasts, but we've already seen them. So I'll just sit like this and tell you that I'm so proud of you. So she probably had like a book or an album cover, but she really likes to do that.
Yeah, she's very Chesty McGee.
And what is the point of that?
I don't know.
Chesty McGee.
If I had boobs still, I might show them to you. Yeah, why not?
You know, she does that little bike or the snowmobile ride all the time.
No, she does the skiing.
Skiing, well, yeah.
And actually, I just think that's cold. I understand because I like to boat topless. You know?
Yeah, we'll get the sun. But
I don't know why the freeing out on my pontoon boat. I'm on a big enough lake, but I mean, really?
Yeah.
People could probably see.
Yeah.
But I just have a thing sometimes where I just want to take my shirt.
Are you in Saint-Tropez over there?
I mean, I just want to take my shirt off. And, you know, it's a pontoon boat, so we're not hitting waves and I have to hold my chest. And I just, the freedom of it I get, but I don't want to share it with anybody.
The other day, like a couple of years ago, we were on the lake and there was a pontoon that was floating. Mm-hmm. And there'd been a storm. Do. So we thought it was like floating away. So we were going to board the pontoon to get the rope
to bring it to our safety. Dock
to like put it a note out on our message board. And as we get up to the, and I'm literally about to climb onto the pontoon, there's two naked teenage kids. Having sex, laying in the pontoon.
Yes.
I mean, the girl was dying, grabbing for her clothes. And I was like, sorry. Backing away.
That's a good
tip. The pontoon was unmanned, but I can see there's a something manned happening here. Like,
should have put the flag up.
Oh, Kurt was just dying laughing. Oh,
I would have laughed.
Yeah.
That's a good tip for parents, though. Think about it. You know, like, hey, if you're at the house hanging out with your girlfriend, you got to keep the door open. Oh, well, I'm going to go take out the pontoon. Well, I guess you got cars, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this is a legitimate question. Happen. All right, yes.
And you can just say yes or no.
Okay. Have I had sex on the pontoon boat?
No, but it's close.
Okay.
Did you have sexual times, not necessarily intercourse, but heavy petting, whatever, while your parents were in your home in the next room?
Mm-mm. Not really. No.
Okay.
Not necessarily the next room, but yes.
Remember I was the last American virgin.
Oh, I forgot. You were the last American virgin.
I got caught by my mom one time in a really bad situation.
Yeah, I have a friend that caught his son. We have some teenage people in our family,
right.
And I'm like, hey, you don't want them to be in their bedrooms with the doors closed even with the doors open.
Of course not. No one is allowed in a bedroom until it's the
but then
right
it's
age.
Like, do they go downstairs?
Yes.
And then, like, you're not really... I'm like, no, they should be, like, in your kitchen. In the common area, and you walk through there 52 times. Because I was like, I had sex right with mom and dad right there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people did.
Yes, yeah. Of course. That's why I asked. Last American virgin didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's...
I was in a car, and a policeman had to knock on the steamy window
attractive.
And ask me if I was there of my own free will. I was like, yes, I'm a slut. Sorry. Don't tell my mom.
Oh, that was great.
Remember when there used to be like lookout, makeout points?
Oh, we
and
would
all
go
that?
To Post Road.
Yeah.
By the airport. By the you'd watch the planes come in and you'd steam up your station wagon.
See, that was always great, the makeout points, but then they turned into like drinking and other things. And so then the cops would come to try to stop that stuff and then would ruin all the good stuff that was happening.
Yeah.
You know, not that they're, you know, that's what happened to me and all my good makeout spots.
Pretty great to make out in a car, I'm not going to lie.
No, right?
But they don't make them easy to make. Yeah, they don't.
We were just talking about this.
All those old-fashioned station wagons with the fake wood panels.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
Did you guys? All right. So here. Here, this is just a Hollywood speak for you, okay? This is for you. And I'm looking at you when I'm saying this, okay? 4 years ago today, in 2018, Prince Harry married actress Meghan Markle.
I'm sorry, did I call her a gold digger already?
I
don't know if I'm allowed to say that on this show because Lori will literally hunt me down.
I literally...
And call me a racist and tell me I'm terrible, but...
You would say
I can't
say
stand
it.
Her. I still can't stand her.
I have mixed feelings. I think they're very cruel to her in the media. I don't get it, but I'm still at the same time.
They're also cruel to Kate. They're cruel to William. My God. They're cruel to Prince Harry. How about poor Camilla? It's the monarchy. They're cruel to everyone.
Okay. Here's one. A Beautiful Noise, Neil Diamond the musical, starts Broadway previews in November.
I think that could be really fun.
Yeah.
That one of my favorite musicals still is The Jersey Boys with Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, Neil Diamond, what an amazing career he's had.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And so many songs to sing along with.
Sweet Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's one. I was suffering from crippling anxiety and panic attacks. Giselle Bundchen revealed that she would drink a bottle of wine a night and chain smoke.
I can give
It was because she was alone with the kids, because what's-her-name's husband, who's the most self-centered man alive, was probably never home.
But this was when she was 22.
Oh, well.
And then she quit everything. And then this is it. Removing sugar, grains, dairy, caffeine, alcohol, and cigarettes from her lifestyle came. And then she...
And she also removed the fun, the life, the husband. I mean, no offense, but that's a lot of things to remove and still be alive. I'm not that strong.
Who could be? And then she gets up at 5 a.m. to meditate and work out.
Oh, yeah.
Good and they don't eat the nightshades.
Yeah, and he has to make their special. They have a special. They have a chef.
Well, of course they have a chef. Now, if let's talk about a decadent thing. Would you want a chef? If you could have a chef or a prep, a sous chef, the prepper.
No, if I was going to have a chef, I'd want the chef.
Okay.
Like, I don't want him to cut everything and then me have to still make it. Okay. Like, just go the distance, get it done.
You would just get it done.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have him all the time, but sure. Because I eat pretty healthy when I'm cooking myself.
Uh-huh. But imagine if there was just that thing in the Tupperware thing that you just could take with you to go every day.
I'm not like you. Like, you like to open a can of beans or a can of corn and sit there with two tablespoons of salsa and your spoon. I can't do that. I can't eat with a spoon canned cold corn and salsa.
I don't do that anymore. That was years ago.
It's okay. I'm not judging. I'm just, that's not.
But like today I've eaten so far.
I'm not a grazer. Like, yeah, I am going to sit and have a meal. I don't have snacks at my house. Like, you can look in my freezer. People always, when they come to my house, they're like, well, there's nothing to eat. I'm like, well, there's ingredients and meals. So if you want to heat a meal.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have.
You food snob.
I just don't eat like that.
There's ingredients and meals.
Well, I don't eat like that. I don't buy chips.
Doesn't Kurt ever
buy chips? No, because Kurt eats them all.
Same.
I can't buy cookies.
If you buy chips without the salt, they're hard to eat in one sitting.
Oh.
They don't taste good, but you can have like three of them.
If I buy ice cream, I try to buy ice cream he doesn't like, and I do it like maybe twice a year. Because he has very low willpower, so we just don't buy that stuff.
You're so smart.
It's not like I'm trying to be better than anybody. I'm just, it's easier.